Neighborhoods and other developments with the word plantation in their names are drawing enhanced scrutiny as the country reckons with racial injustice. As WFAE's Nick Delacanal reports, there's a debate brewing around one development in South Charlotte.
Shoppers are bustling in and out of traffic in the parking lot of this brick shopping center off Providence Road. It's not so different from any other strip mall in the city, except for its name, spelled out in bold, cartoony letters, Plantation Market. Angela Jones is leaving the grocery store with her son Joshua. Her forehead wrinkles when she remembers first visiting this shopping center after moving here from Illinois 2 years ago.
It's like when I saw it, I was taken aback because you don't see that in the Midwest.
It's not just the market either. She used to live in an apartment complex down the street that was adjacent to a large neighborhood called Providence Plantation. That also bothered her.
I don't even understand why you would build a subdivision and then that's in the title. I mean, it could just be Providence. Why do you have to put Plantation in front of it?
As names of developments across the nation are coming under scrutiny, Sandra Dickerson wants the same to happen here. She moved to South Charlotte from New York in 2006.
When I came here 15 years ago, I had to tell you, when I came across houses, and these were new houses, these weren't old historical houses that were called plantation, this plantation, that, I was kind of like appalled, really.
Just last week, Dickerson decided to do something to change that. She started an online petition calling on Providence Plantation and other developments to change their names. She says they just don't make the area feel welcoming.
It kind of makes you feel like they're still suppressing black folks just by having a sign saying plantation. You don't get no good feeling from it, you know?
Her petition has only received about 60 signatures in the first week, but it turns out some residents of the Providence Plantation neighborhood were already discussing if the name should be altered. Joy Baucom is a past president of the Homeowners Association, and she's lived in the neighborhood since it was developed in the early 70s.
I've got such mixed feelings. I can't even answer you to tell you what I think.
She says neighbors began discussing the name on Nextdoor about a month ago, just as protests over the death of George Floyd were roiling the country.
I never gave it a second thought until I realized how people were hurting. If there was some way we could change the hurt that they're feeling, make it positive.
She says she worries about the costs associated with changing neighborhood signage and property records, but she also acknowledges that the nation is in a moment of reckoning.
I think the George Floyd incident is the perfect storm. If we don't do something now, nothing will ever be done.
The current president of the Homeowners Association, Bob Hayes, declined to be interviewed, and it's unclear how many residents would support a name change. But Baucom notes that the neighborhood already changed its name once before. Originally, it was named Providence Acres. It was changed to Providence Plantation in the 70s as a marketing ploy. Local historian Tom Hanchett says the developer likely wanted to evoke the image of mint juleps and wide-brimmed hats.
Today, you know, kind of hits our ear with a thud. But I can remember growing up, not just in the South, but in the United States, where it was one of those terms from the romantic past. You imagine people wearing hoop skirts and having a lot of leisure.
Blame it on movies like Gone with the Wind, says historian Willie Griffin.
People love thinking about the history of the South as a bygone era that is missed. You know, people long for that.
But that ignores the reality of what plantations were. Historically, they're defined as a farm with at least 20 enslaved people. It's an uncomfortable history that Griffin says isn't adequately taught.
One perspective has been presented primarily throughout this country's history, and we have sort of simplified that perspective and erased other people's memories about those experiences.
Sandra Dickerson says even if her online petition gets the name changed, she knows it's not going to solve systemic racism. She says police reform is just as, if not more, important. But changing the names would at least show black residents that they're being heard.
It'll let people in the community know that, okay, you heard our voice. You heard something we said. That's just one little thing. We've got some other things that need to be changed. That's just the beginning.
And she hopes that her neighbors will listen. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.